And welcome to tonight's matchup. We've got an East Side thriller down here in beautiful Harbor Beach. I'm Clark Ramsey, your host for tonight's game between the Ugly Bearcats traveling up to Harbor Beach to take on the Pirates. We have a very good matchup. It's the one versus the one in the East, or excuse me, one versus the two on the East Side. Alongside me tonight, the seasoned veteran, John Mooney. Welcome to the broadcast, John.
Well, thank you, Clark. It is a pleasure to be here next to you. You've definitely saved me from throwing foam bricks at my TV, and now I can get in the gym and not really have a need to be yelling or anything like that.
Well, as you can hear, the crowd is going crazy. It's a Thursday night, but the place is packed, and you can tell it's an old-time rivalry here between two famed orange and black teams here, the Ugly Bearcats and the Harbor Beach Pirates. Both teams have been spectacular through the first quarter of the season. Ugly staying at 8-0, undefeated atop the Greater Thumb East, Harbor Beach. Well, they're at 7-1. Unfortunately, they lost their first league game against Sandusky this past week. So, it's going to be a good one tonight, John.
That was a tough loss to take. It was on the road at Sandusky. And, of course, Sandusky's very tough in their gym, and Sandusky's got a nice ball club as well. But you think about it, we're approaching almost the midpoint of the season, and now we're really getting into the league games, and each one counts so much. And to hold your serve on your home court, that's paramount. And here you have a big game for obviously both. Let's talk about Ugly. My golly, you know, this is huge for them. They're away. If they could steal one here, they could almost steal the deal for themselves to be in the driver's seat for the Greater Thumb Conference East. From the Harvard Beach side, you definitely cannot go down two games and hope to make a huge run at the end. It's awful difficult right now with the Pirates, so I would argue that it's very, very important today, probably more for the Pirates than it would be the Ugly Bearcats. But, you know, again, I'm going to talk about the Ugly Bearcats. They're here to win.
Well, we're going to break this one down in just a few minutes. You're tuned to WLEW, your home for high school sports on the radio, 102.1 FM, WLEW.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked auto owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
This is Dave Peruski from Peruski Insurance Agency at 104 Scott Street in Bad Axe. Let's go over all your insurance needs. Give us a call at Peruski Insurance in Bad Axe, 989-269-9555.
The new year heralds it's coming. An event unrivaled that will change everything. This January, everything will be consumed by black. The Black January sales event at Thumb Cellular. Mankind will witness the biggest BlackBerry event ever. Customers will seize their destinies and experience the power and productivity of a BlackBerry smartphone. They will choose from a BlackBerry Curve 3, a BlackBerry Curve 4, a BlackBerry Storm 2, or a BlackBerry-style smartphone free with a one-year contract and smartphone data plan. From among these heroes, legends will be born when they take hold of the power of a BlackBerry Torch or a BlackBerry Bold free with a two-year contract and smartphone data plan. Terms of service apply. Available at Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. This January, when all goes black, the glow of smartphones will light the way. Thumb Cellular's Black January event. 1 month, limited supplies, and all the world's hopes.
Custom is a lifestyle choice, a decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own, the things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors. That's what D&M Cabinets is all about, customizing things that work for you. Are you ready for a change? Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271 or visit them at dnmcabinet.com. D&M Cabinets would also like to wish the Ugly Bearcats good luck in their game against the Harbor Beach Pirates. Go Bearcats!
Hey, farmers, got liquid manure to haul? Why buy equipment when you can have Gettner Dirty LLC haul your liquid manure for less? They can do the close haul with tractor tankers and the long hauls with semi-tankers. They can also load and haul your solids. Give Gettner Dirty LLC a call at 551-1487. And for all your excavation needs, give Gettner Excavating LLC of Ruth a call. Ray and Martin Gettner has over 55 years combined experience. Gettner done right the first time. That's Gettner Dirty LLC or Gettner Excavating LLC of Roof. Give them a call, 864-5549 or 551-1487.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
You're tuned to WLEW, your home for high school sports. As you can hear across the waves here, it is a back gym. The music is blasting on the commercial break. John, you were just saying it feels like an old school rivalry here.
It's got the smell of it. I mean, I love a big game where everyone in the place is packed and to the rafters, and they just can't wait to get going. And, of course, you know, you're talking Harbor Beach and Ugly, and I swear, if you went ahead and scheduled a game of, let's say, Tiddlywinks or the Horseshoe, and Ubley and Harbor Beach were involved, I think that'd be a sellout, too.
There's something about that pride of the orange and black that they want to have the right. Now, before we get going here, to clarify for everyone, Ubley and Harbor Beach do not have the same school colors.
Really?
They do not. I looked this up. It's on everything. Ubley is orange and black.
Uh-huh.
Harbor Beach, because we have to be different, is black and orange.
Really?
Yes. By the fact of Ubley is orange and black, Harbor Beach is black and orange.
Well, I'll tell you what, besides the school colors, you know, sometimes it turns out to be black and blue with these two teams going after each other. They know each other so well. They're really good friends. They have a great respect for each other. And, of course, you put them in a gym together, and they want to have bragging rights, and that's what it's all about.
I agree. Well, it's 7:22 on your FM dial, 102.1 FM, 8 minutes away from tip, probably at Harbor Beach. Tonight's game is being brought to you by some sailors with talk to the thumb, Polar Propane, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the thumb, Bruski Insurance Agency, Lori Massing, CPA, Ubley Family Fitness Center, McVay Insurance, D&M Cabinet Shop, Elber Insurance of Harbor Beach and Fort Hope, Gettner Excavating, LLC, Ubley Motor Service, and K&S Insurance. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights resolved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of this descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. The cellular transmission of this broadcast is carried by Thumb Sailors, the talk of the thumb. All right, now that we have our bills paid here, John, why don't you break this one down a little more?
Well, you know, here you go. Greater Thumb E. You got six teams that are going at it, of course, but really two in this gym by a combination. They have 15 wins and one loss. And we're, of course, we're talking Harbor Beach lost to Sandusky earlier. And Ubley, to this point in time, they are undefeated, no blemishes. This is a huge game for them. They've got the, they've got the size on Harbor Beach, I would say. They've got two kids that are 6'6". Harbor Beach, of course, arguably would be a very quick team. And the tallest young man on Harbor Beach is probably around 6'1". So they're going to be banging each other on the inside. You know that. Really kind of determining like who's going to go ahead and control the tempo. Is it going to be a fast tempo? What will happen when you get a gymnasium full of electric atmosphere like it is right now? How will that affect refereeing, in fact? Well, they get the adrenaline pumping, too. That could affect it as well.